This is a paid message from GoFundMe. Meet Juan Naula. When his son was hospitalized for a viral infection, Juan started a GoFundMe to pay for medical expenses.
It was $5,000 to pay the bill for my son, and I needed only 22 hours. It was amazing. People really trust on GoFundMe.
How did Juan raise $5,000 in less than a day? He posted a short video on GoFundMe, telling his story in 30 seconds.
30 seconds. Be specific, be quick, and tell what are you going to be using the funds for. I was nervous to do it because it doesn't feel okay to ask money, but you shouldn't be nervous. Sometimes you just have to do it and see the results. We were able to save my son's life. Thanks to GoFundMe that we still have my son with us.
Start your GoFundMe today at GoFundMe.com. That's GoFundMe.com. GoFundMe.com. This message reflects one person's experience.
Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan on News Talk.
We've been talking about the state of some of the social houses available to tenants on the show all this week. And we've heard from residents in the Dublin 8 area, in County Meath and in Dublin City Centre. And today we're joined by Karen, who's in County Louth. So you've been living in your house for the last 23 years, Karen.
I am indeed, yes. It'll be 24 years this October.
Tell me about the state of your house.
My house, since I moved in, back in 2003 I moved in, the house was always bad. It was bad. It was old farmhouse tiles. There was nothing done. There was one sink in the kitchen and one press. And when I cleaned the windowsill behind it, I cut my finger because it wasn't sealed. You know, you're trying to dust, obviously. The tiles were hanging up. The house was absolutely in bits when I moved in. And I've put thousands into the house since I moved in.
I yourself?
Wooden floors. Oh, yeah, yeah. Myself, the council did nothing. I put in a second-hand kitchen from St Vincent de Paul that I bought years ago by myself. It was actually my ex's father, Kim In, God love him. He died since, and he put it on the walls because it was dangerous for the kids. And recently then, about a couple of years ago, I can't remember, 7 or 8 years ago, and I put a whole new fitting kitchen and bathroom because the house was dangerous. It wasn't safe. The bath and the sink were too close together. My son is autistic. He kept falling out and hitting his head. So now it is more comfortable. But the only thing is, since day one, we had rats in the walls. I complained in 2004 to Louth County Council that the rats were in the walls. It was logged. I was in the news where holding a rat in the local newspaper in my hand that I caught in my sitting room. Running around.
The rats, they're in the walls.
They're in the walls. So the houses are red brick, and basically they were built in 1949. There's been loads and loads of people out to look at the property, even from the government. They were doing, you know, the way they come out and compile a research on each house. That was done years ago. The house, they're eating through the cement, which goes around the red brick itself. So when the walls are not pumped, there's no cavity, and it's red brick and red brick. They're able to eat right through and into the house. And the amount of photos I've taken, I caught 36 rats after Christmas.
26?
36.
36?
That was in 3 days.
Jesus, Karen.
Since before Christmas, a total amount that I've counted up was 85.
Oh, God, stop it.
Yeah, and I thought they were mice, by the way. They weren't, because the size of the feet, no hair on the tails, you know the rats are not mice. So I basically put them in a container. Now, it was in the local paper here. I was on the front page. It was all due to building and generators for the dirt. And you know when they dig, obviously they're going to come into your property and things like that. I keep the garden as best I can. Obviously, with me being ill, I can't do a lot. It's a huge garden. But at the minute, there's like a lot of problems with it. I have it lovely. I have the Louth flags out for the match on Sunday, Saturday. Yeah. And I have the grass cutting the bushes. But the house itself, structurally, it's not safe. There's holes, cracks. The roof is damaged. We had a leaky come into the roof. They did fix. But the tiles were leaking in and my kids were in bed, my son. And next minute, 12 o'clock at night, water coming through the ceiling, through the light. And we had to get, obviously, the council out as an emergency and a plumber. But over 23 years, they haven't done half the work they should. Like, their answer to it is, so I'm on carer's allowance and I'm on disability allowance. And the answer to that is, you owe money. We're not doing any works. And then I get a massive big bill of €15,000. They're looking for it to be backdated, and they will do no works. They will do nothing to the house.
Okay.
But what I asked them was, why, if that's only 5 or 6 years ago, why weren't the works being done initially in those other 18 years or whatever? Because that's when the complaints were made. I have copies of the sugar system, which is Louth County Council's filing system. So if I make a complaint, it's wrote into the system. And when I've read most of them, it said completed, completed, completed. They were never completed. Most recently, I received a letter from a department. And it said, because the ombudsman got onto them, this is why. It said on it that I had the house. They done the work. They damp-proofed, mold-proofed the bedroom roof where they were after insulating. They came down and insulated where the damp was on the inside. But they didn't fix the problem on the outside. So unless the face is softened and the work on the outside is fixed, it's like slapping makeup on a pig's face and calling it beautiful. It's not fixing the situation. It's covering it up.
So there's a couple of different situations, I suppose.
There's a lot going on.
Yeah, there is a lot going on. And maybe just Karen, to bring us back for a moment. So there's a load of issues there with regards to the different kind of, you know, supports that are available to people. But just bring listeners now inside your front door of the house, right? And just, we're on radio, and I want you to paint a picture for me. So I come through the hallway, and is the mould visible from the minute I get in the door?
It is. As soon as you come to my front door, it's only a tiny little hall. You have to vision the steps, the stairs. The stairs are quite steep and small. So you have about not even a foot before you reach my stairs. And then the sitting room door would be on your right-hand side. So literally, if you look at the frame of the door, the frame and the windows, when they were put in a few years ago, I was told we'd have grey heat and no issues with mould or damp. So the mould is coming through because they're not sealed.
They're not sealed.
The windows, when they put them in, have a wood frame around them. Mm. So they put wood in around the whole frame. They didn't seal the windows. There's condensation coming up through the
windows.
And is
that noisy then as well?
It's quite noisy. I live right next door to the viaduct.
Right.
So it is. They're actually not wooden framed windows. They are, what do you call it, the metal windows. But they put wood to hold them in, basically.
And in the winter, is it like the wind even and the draft?
The winter comes through. My bedroom is so cold. I've no immune system because I'm on a biologistic because I've Crohn's disease and colitis. And I've spondylitis. And I also have fibromyalgia. I've only been diagnosed recently with that. And I'm in pain 24/7. I like being able to move and manoeuvre around. But the rooms are too small. They're cold. You're constantly getting the flu because when you take biologistics, say yesterday, you have to take it 2 weeks from yesterday. It's every second week. It lowers your immune system. It's a biologistic, which is like a mild form of chemo, and it keeps my bowel from having to get a stoma bag. So I have to say I'm doing great that now that I'm on that medication is a godsend. And the hospital are great here. They really look after you. But my doctors and the doctors there are sick and tired of writing letters to the councils. And we noticed they've never wrote back. They've never answered them back.
About your condition.
It was only for the ombudsman said it to me. We wouldn't have known. Yeah. Have they ever replied? No. The answer's no.
You're listening to this podcast, so I know you've got a curious mind. Here's a helpful fact you may not know yet. Drivers who switch and save with Progressive save over $900 on average. Pop over to Progressive.com, answer some questions, and you'll get a quick quote with discounts that are easy to come by. In fact, 99% of their auto customers earn at least one discount. Visit Progressive.com and see if you can enjoy a little cash back. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $946 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2024 and May 2025. Potential savings will vary.
On this show, as entrepreneurs, we often talk about the courage it takes to start something from scratch. Every successful brand begins with a vision, a purpose, and someone willing to take a chance on an idea. And while every founder's journey is different, many share the same determination to overcome obstacles, innovate, and build something meaningful from the ground up. That's why I always enjoy hearing founder stories, because behind every product is a real person who has invested time, energy, and passion into building something meaningful. Walmart is helping customers discover products from thousands of small brands while giving founders opportunities to grow, reach new communities, and share the stories behind their businesses. By making it easier to discover these brands, Walmart helps connect customers with innovative products and the entrepreneurs whose passion, resilience, and creativity help bring them to market. So whether you're an entrepreneur yourself or a dream driver looking to be inspired, it's exciting to see more opportunities for small brands to be discovered. Visit walmart.com to learn more about the small brands and founder stories available in your community.
Who's living in the house with you, Karen?
There's myself and my son, Joshua, and there's my daughter, Megan. She's sick and my son is sick.
And what age are they roughly? What age bracket are they under?
Josh is 23 and Megan is 18. And Josh needs to have surgery now because his chest is collapsing into his, the cavity. I don't know what they call it, but he's on beta blockosaurus. Okay. He has an AFib heart, whatever that means. And Megan had, Josh actually is autistic. He's the one who has sensory processing and autism. Megan has sensory processing and dyspraxia. She has recently been given an EpiPen because they don't know what the allergy is, but I reckon it has something to do with the damp and the mold. You know, so we just don't know. And she has stomach issues as well. So
do we,
it caused a lot of problems, you know.
The rat infestation, I actually think I'm looking at a photograph of you here in the front of the paper.
You probably are. And I've sent those on to your colleagues as well.
With a rat nearly the size of a shovel, Karen.
It was huge. And I had that in my bedroom. The biggest one was the one that was in my bedroom.
Oh, God.
They were getting it. What they're doing is they're coming in. So they're coming in through the floorboards. They're coming in through, they're eating through the walls. They get through one of the pictures. You can see the cement on the outside. My son is up on a chair with masonry cement, cementing a hole that they get through the cement. So they're coming through there. They're coming through the walls, into the bedroom. They get through skirting board. I think the walls, if you knock the walls, you can feel the inside walls. And the outside wall at the front of the house is manoeuvring. You push it and it pushes. So it's a very old house that was built in 1949 on old farmland. So I don't know if it's brickwork that it was, you know, the old brickwork had asbestos in it. The gutters, I know, had asbestos in them.
And do you still have the issues with the rats now? You do?
We do have the odd one. I'm catching them in my kitchen, and we figured out the council put a new pipe, a drainage pipe for the sink in the in the kitchen.
Mm.
And it was going down into the, obviously, the drain outside. But what I noticed was there was a pipe hidden over at the wall that was open. So I cemented it, put cement in it, and I put chicken wire around it, and I sealed it.
And has that helped?
It was all I could do. It has helped a little bit, but we're getting them the odd time. Okay. And
now, how are you catching them?
Well, it's cheap chocolate. Cheap, you know, chocolate from Christmas. You get little, like, say, deals, and you put a tiny little piece on the black traps that have a cage in the centre that you open. And they're reusable, but I wouldn't reuse them, obviously. I have gloves and everything on when I'm getting rid of them. You know, the lifters for lifting rubbish. And, like, it's, in my house is spotless inside. I've done a lot of work and I take pride in keeping the house clean, because even last week the toilet overflushed, if overflooded, there's a manhole in my back garden and it overflooded all over my floor, up my sink. I had an engineer out on Friday and I was waiting. He came out before from Louth County Council. He is a nice chap. Came out and I showed him everything. I brought him right around the whole house. He was there for an hour and a half. And in under the sink, it was leaking. You could smell the damp. And you could see the black mould behind the kitchen presses. Like, we've thrown out so much.
I know, you've been on to them. Well, we'll certainly get on to Louth County Council for you, Karen, to see if there's anything, any response they have. But
hopefully.
Listen, I'll have to leave it there with you for the moment today. But look, thank you so much for getting in touch with us.
No problem. Flagging those issues with us. And if there's anything you need, get in touch.
No, we'll be sure to do that. We did ask Louth County Council what they've to say in relation to the rats and the maintenance issues, as Karen mentioned. And they've come back to us, actually, this lunchtime to say that they don't comment on matters relating to individual tenancies, but in general, and as set out in the council's tenant handbook, tenants are responsible for arranging and funding pest control services within their own homes. Now, the tenants can help to reduce the risk of mice and other rodents by ensuring that waste is stored in wheelie bins rather than refuse sacks, disposing of the waste regularly and not leaving food out as well. But where a pest control issue arises, they're advised to engage the services of a reputable pest control provider. They also say their policy is that maintenance and upgrade works are not normally undertaken at properties where the rent arrears are outstanding, except for essential maintenance works required to address health and safety concerns or to protect the property. And if you find yourself in a maybe similar position to Karen and you want to share your own story with us, You can send it in to us. Send us in the photographs, the video, the email, details of it. lunchtimelive@newstalk.com. We sent our reporter Sarah Madden out yesterday to meet with some of the residents in Dublin City Council flats. She spoke to Amy and Carly on the show yesterday from the Oliver Bonds flats.
It's in me two bedrooms, it's in me kitchen and it's in me toilet. It's grey and mould like on me walls. You're bleaching it, you're painting your walls nearly every 3 to 6 months in it. It's slums we're living in, that's what we're living in, slums. Makes you feel angry like, you're born and reared here and like they're making you live like this then, do you know what I mean? Me young fella doesn't live with me anymore because he's breeding over the mould in the bedroom. They're doing the row, they're doing the tarmac out there. What about the mould? Never mind the tarmac. The mould in people's houses they want to be doing. Not the tarmac.
Yeah, that's just two of the five residents that our reporter Sarah Madden met with yesterday across three different social housing sites operated by Dublin City Council. If you want to listen back to her report, its podcast is in the Go Loud app. You can get it there. Subscribe to Lunchtime Live. The City Council in Dublin have come back with a lengthy statement to tell us they provide phone numbers for maintenance. And just to give you a sample of what they've said today, they say that each year the council prepares a planned maintenance programme, which includes works to range of housing estates, homes and flat complexes. And the extent of the work in the yearly planned maintenance programme varies from new windows and doors, energy efficiency works, works to address issues with ventilation, electrical and damp. There were 212 flat complexes across Dublin City and many of these complexes require a significant upgrade and investment. Now, where issues arise that require a more immediate response, the council also manage this as well. These works include the works at Dolphin House, Pierce House and Oliver Bond. They're some of the areas we heard from yesterday. Dublin City Council provides housing maintenance services to all of the tenants in accordance with their agreement. And in addition to this, and in recognition of the age of a number of the older flat complexes, the council is also, they say, proactively progressing regeneration plans at a number of flat complexes across Dublin City Centre. So we want to continue, as I said, to hear your stories. 087 1400 106, that's the WhatsApp number. Or drop us an email, it's lunchtimelive@newstalk.com.
Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan. Weekdays at midday on Newstalk. Conversation that counts.